us do. Let us pray. Now, we know faith for these familiar words handed down to us through so many centuries. We pray that you would be with us now as we come to consider them and apply them to our lives. Pray this in your Son's blessed name. Amen. Now, I wonder how truthful you are feeling. Maybe that's a bit of a tough one at this time of night, the day after a busy week of parties and Christmas prep. So, let's ask it this way. I wonder how much of what you hear and read is truth and how much is noise. Second question. Equally odd. I wonder how graceful you are feeling. Maybe that's not quite the right question either. Why, you might be thinking, is it interesting whether I can dance well? Do I have to perform a pirouette on the way up to receive communion? Come to think of it, maybe we should. Let me rephrase it, ask it this way. I wonder how much of what you hear and read communicates the beauty of spirit, communicates mercy, speaks of loving kindness, of giving without accounting, of grace in that sense. Is life as you see it graceful? The Apostle John, who wrote the Gospel we read tonight, lived in a world in which truth and giving were controlled commodities. When Jesus stood before Pilate on trial for his life, Pilate asked, what is truth? It was a good question from someone free enough to give an answer. But for most of society, truth was what the high-ups like Pilate deemed it to be. Truth was, in a sense, a luxury commodity, available not for free, but to the free and to the wealthy, to the powerful. And being on the end of an act of giving, that act which is at the centre of the idea of grace, was a costly act for many who received. For to receive a gift was to become obliged. In that society at that time, the giving and receiving of gifts might express an obligation paid, or something given in anticipation of future payback. No such thing as a free lunch. Into that context, the Apostle John throws a little hand grenade. The one who has come among us, the baby whose birth we celebrate this night, is different. Does not fit. He will not kowtow to the narrative of his time, for he himself is full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory as of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Consider the revolutionary nature of what John describes. How very different such a person, this one who is full of grace and truth, would be from anyone else born of a woman. Full of truth, an infallible lie detector, the caller out of distortions, the caller out of self-deceptions and manipulations that so characterize human society then and now. This ball of truth in human frame cuts through it all. Bring him lies if you want to, but do not expect him to buy them. And there's a revolution too in his overflowing grace. No such thing as compassion fatigue with him. Easily that sets in for us. No lack of kindness at any time, in any circumstances. Is that true for you and me? But rather utter faithfulness to that outflowing of love and telling of truth that and Spirit. And the truth he tells in love is a truth we know and suppress. The truth is that all too often we fail. We all strive, all decent people do, to limit our minds, to watch our tongues for those little half-truths that slip out, oh, so easily, to filter what we receive from others by caring whether or not it is true, but we fail in all these things. We all try, all decent people do, to be loving and kind, to be gracious to others in their needs, and kind to them in their failures. But we fail. There are phone calls of mercy that we have not made, and acts of simple kindness that we have not done. These things are so. The reason is that alone like him, we are human. Unlike him, we are only human. He is human, but not a mere human. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the living Word, became flesh, who made his dwelling among us. The one whose glory was seen by those who knew him, and whose glory was communicated to us across centuries and continents, in the written Word and through the action of the Spirit, the one who came from the Father, the one who in his very being is the covenanted loving kindness of God, the faithful one, true forever and in all things, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. So let me ask again, are you feeling truthful? Feeling graceful? I might instead ask, why are you here this night? In our broken world, a world of wearying events and worrying divisions, there's a part of you long, just long, for grace and truth. Do you not long for the comfort of knowing the truth, receiving endless love? I tell you, this is God's gift to you and to me and to all of us this blessed day. Grace and truth. The one who is full of grace and truth. Hold out your hands and receive him. For to all who receive him, to all who believe in his name, he is the right to become children.